Rosie, which is this low-key Irish drama written by Roddy Doyle, whose work, of course, you know very well, highlighting the growing issue of family homelessness. So Sarah Green is Rosie. She's wife, mother and bearer, apparently, of the weight of the world. She and her family have recently lost the place that they were living, that they rented. The landlord has moved them out. He now has other plans for the property. So while her partner, John Paul O'Donford, is working long hours in a kitchen, it is her job to take care of the kids, to get them to school, to find a new place for them to live, and in the absence of doing that, to every single day go through the process of ringing a series of hotels, of boarding houses, of B&Bs, trying to find somewhere for her and her kids and her partner to sleep that night. And the stress is unbelievable, and more importantly, it's palpable. She's essentially got the family in the car. They are, to all intents and purposes, living in the car. But she's proud and protective. And at one point she's asked by somebody, are you living in the car? And she says, no, I'm not living. No, that's not what we're doing. We're between houses. She takes care of her kids. She makes sure that they're clean and brushed. And yet they are starting to feel the sneering looks of other people in school. They carry their belongings around in plastic bags. One of the things that's interesting about instant family is there's a discussion about the significance of carrying the world in bin bags, in black bin bags. It becomes a signifier of being fundamentally unmoored from a single home. And what I thought was really good about this, if you think about a film like Kathy Come Home, which was, you know, it raised a whole bunch of issues that hadn't sort of been put properly, I think, you know, in the public mind before then, and I think was very connected with The Birth of Shelter. Watching this, you really get the sense of, firstly, you want to scream. I mean, you absolutely believe in the characters, you absolutely believe in their circumstances, you believe in this incredibly stressful series of hoops they have to go through every single day that is wearing them down, and yet as these parents are being very, very resilient and carrying on with what needs to be done. And the second thing is, it does what I think it absolutely set out to do, which is that it takes that situation, it dramatizes it, it puts you in the middle of it, and at the end of the film you think, wow, that is a really, really bad and difficult situation, and it must change. So I think that although the film's not a whole bunch of laughs, which is not trying to be, it is vibrant, because you're kind of impressed by the, you know, when you see somebody in a film and you genuinely believe that they are struggling against insurmountable odds, but they are somehow holding it all together. I mean, again, International Women's Day, this is a superwoman performance by somebody in a very, very down-to-earth situation of just in the everyday dealing with problems that would crack most people in half, because that's what she's doing. That is what she does. And I thought it was very impressive.